Meeting and process. Okay. Oh, jeepers. Okay. Okay. Scares me every time you turn it up. Okay, big guy, you're up.
Calling meeting to order. Any public comment? Approval of minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I can.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Minutes.
They're there.
Bills are going around.
Yep.
The only correspondence was the town for our meeting dates. We'll take care of that on our new business. You get any other correspondence? Information from the chief.
Okay, good evening. First of all, for this past month, I didn't print them all out. There's a new format on the CAD system for TN, and I got to figure that out. But we had 41 calls. We're up at 519 calls, I think it is, for the year. So we'll be over 550 calls, you know, this coming year, which would be, I think, a record, you know, for us up there. We did do a CPR call today. We did have a save. Woman was alive in a hospital when they arrived. Doctor worked some more on her, so that was a positive. We've had a lot of house calls, a lot of medical house calls. I had a went to Hebron for a structure fire the other night. ET-334 and tanker 234. Tanker shuttled 4 loads of water for that. And our guys got some minimum amount of work. The house, apparently by the time they got there, it was on the ground and it was a firewall. There was an individual never made it out of the house.
Was your save up on the mountain?
Was I safe on the mountain?
No.
Yeah, I laid in bed and
no,
I talked
no,
to
no,
TN
no,
and
no,
everybody
no,
else. They called
no,
me multiple
no.
times.
I know your ears are like mine. They don't hear very well. No, I heard a lot of sirens up on the mountain earlier today. I was curious if your stave was up there.
Yes, it was. Yeah, Volpe Road. Yeah.
Up on Volpe, yep. Right on
yep.
the corner.
From my
house.
Yep.
Yep.
21.
Yep. So that's good enough for a report. We turned around and kind of excited. I missed you last month. Disappointing part for me, but I was in Wisconsin and Nick Sicinus, Matt Pereira, deputy chief, Jason Vincent, lieutenant, and myself took John Treat, our town mechanic, out to Wisconsin with Mike Hanratty, vice president of Firematic, to do a final inspection on a truck. During that inspection, I had a meeting with a gentleman before that we went out there. And so when we got there, they oohed and aahed for their 10 minutes, and then we got to work and set me up a table and a computer and all papers, and they all had jobs to do, to what to look at. And there were a lot of comments on how our guys really performed out there and what they were doing. A lot of other departments there, and I couldn't believe it. But anyway, long and short, we came up with a punch list of certain things that needed adjustment or modification or adding to, you know, because we didn't come up with. And some of it prints out something like this if you want to take a look at it after. So they take this list and the engineers, they meet with all our staff that evening and they go crazy. And you come back in the next morning, everything's fixed. You know, it's spotless. They had a crew of 6 people just cleaning the truck inside and out. So it looks pretty nice. Looked pretty good. So when we finished that, we hopped on a plane and flew home. That was a 48-hour round wind trip. Didn't detour anywhere. Came back. The truck was on the road about a week later. Wound up down at Firematic in Rocky Hill. They started doing some changes down there. Some extra things that had to be done that Pierce didn't finish. And also mounting our tools and different things that we to put on the truck. We did bring it back last Friday. It was here. You see a new yellow stripes on the garage floor. Had to reconfigure how we're going to back the truck in with a stairway to heaven up there. Anyway, it's working out very nice. J&S Radio was here Tuesday and Wednesday. Installed the radios. Installed the headsets. Headsets are beautiful. They're clear as a bell, no matter where you walk. And I walked a distance away from Chuck Rex Road, and it's just, I mean, distance-wise. And it's like he's sitting in my ear talking to me. You know, it's really nice. So then it went back this morning, back down to Firematic because they had a few more things to do. They didn't have, they're a little short on staff down there, but the guys that are doing this is just top shelf. A lot of communication. And so I'm hoping, I don't know if it's going to be back this weekend. I don't know. It'd be nice if it was here for the Santa Claus breakfast, you know, put it inside. But in the meantime, we'll put the ladder truck inside. A couple of ladies here have got some ideas on dressing the ladder truck. And then the following week, I'm sure it will be back. I'll make sure it's back. So when we have our Christmas dinner here next Sunday or Saturday the 9th, we'll put it out in the middle of the floor here so everybody can ooh and ah and look at all of them. And then we'll start at that point. We'll start installing more equipment on it. Got new hose out here. Got to reconfigure what we're putting in what compartments and get rid of all the stuff on the ET-334. So that will go away. I tried very hard to keep that truck. Really wanted it. I was presented that to a number of selectmen. The biggest problem, and it's a story for another day, but the biggest problem is we're going to keep it because we don't have a space. We don't have space. I can get them all in here with taking a pickup truck out, which I could do, but I mean, it's tight. It's tight. So ultimately, the selectmen listened to me again. I asked that two options, that either we keep it or we give it away to the fire school. And there was some objection to that initially. One of the selectmen thought that was a bad idea and tasked us to do some more groundwork. I had to make a lot of phone calls to the area chiefs and get some information. I went back in a meeting about a week later, I think it was, and presented all my facts and figures. And finally, he just said, do what you want. I did negotiate with a fire school, so we were getting several classes in exchange for that truck. So probably by the end of December, I'll be down at fire school. And it's got a bay inside already waiting for it, so I won't be sitting outside. So that's good.
What vehicle was that, Bruce? What vehicle was that you're talking
about? ET-334. The 30-year-old E1, E-1E truck. Fire engine. Through this, as you picked up in the paperwork, Firematic is looking for the payment on the truck. When we did the final inspection and it came back here, there were some other things that we had to move around, massage, and put a few more things on the truck that we'd forgotten. Mike Canrady and I worked very well together. Kurt did an excellent job. Kurt was our salesman. Kurt's passed away. God bless him. So now I'm dealing with a vice president, number two guy in the company. And I didn't have to do a lot of middleman talk. I just, hey, Mike, this is what we got. No problem. Let's go get together. So there was a complete, this is a small list. There's another list that's an Excel spreadsheet that I think was kind of 15 or 20 pages. And I narrowed it all down. We put some extras and I came back to Hanratty and I said, good, guess what? We're over and above. This is the list, which I need typed up for an invoice. You're going to do this, and you're going to do this, and you're going to do this, and we're going to pay you this much. Mike looked at me and says, give me the paper. We're all set. It worked very well. Very well. We saved some money on her working with this guy. But I will say that I put a price on this truck back in 2015 for a capital improvement company, a capital improvement budget. 2015, I guessed at $810,000 for this truck. Just took the average of increases every year and did some massaging and came up with a number. This is 2023. And a truck realistically came in not much more than that. Not much more than that. Where if you order a new engine now, you could be paying, well, for instance, Broadbrook Fire Department, East Windsor, has a truck on order. They were approached by the manufacturer they purchased it from. It's not done yet. They're approached and said, guess what? There's overruns and there's cost, you know, increases from our suppliers. And you now owe us $139,000 more. Plus, it's going to be an extra 6 months before the truck comes in. You want your truck or not? I got somebody that wants to buy it.
Wow.
Done. Manchester just ordered a new ladder, right? And that was close to $2 million or something like that.
To get rid of the tower. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah. But close to $2 million. Wow. You order a ladder truck now, it's like 3 years. This was just under 2 years this came in. And they started building it in first part of August, I think it was. First part of August. So it's getting all the paperwork. And to see the detail and everything that Pierce puts into this truck, it's amazing. And then, you know, our guys, and John Treat, I'm glad John went with us. He picked up a couple of things in final inspection, being a mechanic. But then took him for a tour through the factories, two of the factories. And these guys are walking around with their mouths open. I can't believe what they're putting in these trucks. You know, the construction, the quality, the wiring looms alone, miles and miles. I was told a figure. I forget how many miles of wire are in this particular truck. And it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So I think the town's going to be very happy with the truck. And if it lasts 30 years, like this last one, it'll be a good truck. So, any questions on the truck? You saw these budgets bills for the last 2 months. Any questions on these?
No.
Danny?
No.
All right, let's get down in the fat and the skinny. Budget season. Mr. Rupert sent a letter out to all the department heads saying, guess what? This is the season. Went by fast. Come in at zero budget. $0 and cents.
Did he really say, again, keep costs as low as possible?
What's it? You read the paper.
Oh, he does.
After that.
The thing is, we always try to be zero. And then we get fucked. You know, the other guys come in 10% over or something like that. They want to cut them down to that.
Be zero? I mean.
Cut them down. They don't miss.
Well, that's what I mean. Like.
Yeah, every year.
It doesn't pay to be
good. Making a laugh joke out of it.
So they give us.
I think they have never said that.
They give us two forms, decision packages to go along with it. And one is a decision for items you're going to cut out of your budget. And another one is items you're going to add to your budget. Such as, for instance, there are same categories in each one. You're going to change payroll. Professional and technical services, training. Are we going to increase or decrease on training? Repairs and maintenance supply. You know, buying stuff to make all this apparatus work. And you missed another one in here. It's actually the parts, but also the maintenance of our vendors. Office operating expense. Boy, that's a big one. It's $500 for us a year, so I'm not worried about that when we're looking at $257,000. Other supplies is like England hardware. For nuts and bolts and things like that. Equipment is for hose and nozzle or tires, things like that. Tires actually would come under what they call the fourth line item down there, fire security and maintenance, where a vendor charges you to put the tires on. That would come out. That's why that number is the biggest number for us, $46,000 beside payroll. And that's because that's all your ladder maintenance, your annual DOT tests, your annual pump tests. We just put tires on, as you saw in here, we just put tires on the service truck for $1,000.
It's a really good price. I know it takes, those tires run a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because they say FD on them.
The tires?
They should say FD, fire department.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. Anything that says FD on it, the price goes up.
Yeah, but no.
No, honest to God. I was with the mechanics and I said, hey, how much does one of those tires cost? Because somebody... Long story, ran it over. It was an accident, but whatever. And yeah, they were paying for something, I believe. So I know that is a very good price.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes good care of us. In fact, I got to put the one more set of tires to do this year, and it's a ladder truck. So that'd be 10 tires there, and that bill will be probably $9,000. But that's working with Jim Rupert, too. Where last year and this year, the Scott Air bottles.
Yeah.
We decided to parcel a few of them out over a couple of years. And we finished that program up last year. I was able to get some extra money and close that off. Same thing with the tires on a truck. Same thing with a hose. Nice thing, NFPA put the hose out. So if you show you're maintaining it, it's in good shape. You don't have to change it after 10 years, I think it is. 7 years on tires. So anyway. Sure.
Real quick, did you, I don't know if you talked about every line item, but one of them kind of catches my eye if this is the time to speak about it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Proficiency fund.
Yep.
I'm not seeing change that much.
3%.
It is 3%?
Every year is 3%.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I just lost our Zoom meeting.
Well, it also depends on how many people you have, too. You know, if you get...
Yeah.
This year, you got 50 people, but it goes down to 40. Everybody's right. Got a chance of a little more money.
Right.
If you get 10 more people, then everybody's going to get a little less money.
Oh, I just... That number always seems so low.
Is that how it works out with the proficiency? To me, it's like it's a lump sum, no matter what you got for people.
No. The town gives us a lump sum.
Yeah.
But if you've got 50 people going after that lump sum by their percentage of calls, you're going to get less because you got 50 people. If we drop down to 30 people, you've got, they're going to get a bigger percentage.
Correct.
But it,
exactly right.
But it won't impact the initial.
No. It doesn't impact what the town gives us.
To your point, yes.
It goes on the calls, though, right?
It goes on calls.
Right.
Number of calls you go. So
the guy don't come here, don't get diddly, and the guy who comes here all the time gets more.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. And that's one of the line items, you know, we're talking about. I'm looking for a little bit of feedback tonight. If we look at all these different categories, forget payroll. Professional education, leave it the way it is. Other professional services, which are physicals through, you don't have to write all these down, which have physicals through Corp Care. Fire security maintenance, I think you see that figure stayed the same from last year to this year, dropped $500. I could deal with that. I think we can work on that. You know, basically because we've got everything's new on the line except for the oldest trucks, the ladder truck. Now we got Mel-Ladder maintenance this year, I believe it is. That's going to be account for about another $6,000. But I think it'd work like for here. Like ET-134, the new truck is going to be ET-134. I'm not going to have to do pump testing for another year because it was just done at the factory. It's brand spanking new. You know, do DOT another year. So that right there is about $1,000, you know, so I can put it into the ladder fund. We've got a bob and weave on some of these.
Not including parts they find wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Communication, which is the television and the phones. That's fine to stay where it is. Efficiency fund, we'll talk about in the middle. Maintenance, repairs, office expenditures, other supplies. Other supplies might be a little short, but medical expenses, we'll see. Uniforms and supplies, we'll be fine with that number. And other equipment is good. So really the ones I'd like to talk to you about tonight is going forward. I have voiced a year ago that I wanted to step back last May. And that didn't happen. And so coming up, I've said it again to the selectmen. I got a meeting coming up that I'd like to step back in May. Okay, May 2024. I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, I think you've made it well. I think it's the word's out there. They know.
Yep.
This shouldn't be a surprise.
ASM's coming up to me. Says, you're retired now. Well, that's pretty good. Okay.
And I think I know where you're going with this because I think, like, realistically, this budget.
Yeah.
When you look at like your salary, you know, Paytown, when do you want to realize that you're not going to get a chief replacement chief for the current rate?
Mm-hmm.
Do we sit here and budget for that with some number? It's really a 1-2 punch. I'll get into the second punch. Do we budget for that now? I mean, it's not pretty. Or do we wait till May and all of a sudden we can't find
some? It's too late because May, your budget come. Your this budget we're talking about here starts July 1st.
Right.
So, if I turn around and walk out the door in May, okay, just nobody did anything, walk out the door. What's going to happen?
Right.
All right. Well, you got a month to think about it, and everybody wants to hem and haw for a month or two. Guess what? You're in July 1st. Well, let's hire a chief. If you haven't got any money in here,
right.
How are you going to do that?
Well, that's it. Do it now.
Yeah,
and I think it'll help bring up a bigger discussion and awareness because it's going to mess up the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Zero base, I'm sorry, but where are you going to squeeze money out of this? I mean, a couple things. It's not going to add up when you. And should I even say the second punch?
Go ahead.
It's a 1-2. I mean, what if, I mean, with you're carrying a lot on your back. We're going to be looking at a scenario where we got to talk about it more as far as getting some sort of paid per diem. I don't know how the hell they want to handle it, but it's coming. Look at our surrounding towns. What's going on with the surrounding towns if they're not already there? Merging, Coventry, Manchester, merging, getting paid, but it's coming. So if they're worried about this chief salary, wait till you got a per diem, let's say two full-time guys.
Guys you're talking to.
That's 100. That's 100,000 plus. I think it's time. I think the budget, my vote, I think we need to, there needs to be a greater awareness and we need to bump it up to be realistic because that's the way it's coming. So rather than sit here and play the flat game.
I have a question on your salary. Does my memory serve me correct that you, wasn't there a year or two that you said, I don't want my raise,
3 years,
but I want, you know, my lieutenants and so on and so forth.
Lieutenants, captains, and chief officers come up. Right. Yeah, and I left mine flat, whatever.
Which
is 2% or something like that.
So did this raise up?
Lieutenants up 100%. Captains are up like 50%.
Did this raise up because of that?
Yes.
57, is that why you did? Okay, that's what I figured why you did that.
Yep, so you increased because you would have, if you look back 3 years there.
Yeah, I did.
55,
right.
46 is wrong. I don't know where 46 is. I'd have to go back and look and see why that number is so low. That's actual expenditure.
It's probably got to be similar to
adopted.
Adopted
and expenditures.
Oh, I see it now. Yes, yes.
So 55 was what we asked for.
Right.
And we actually spent 46.
Yeah,
this year
a couple positions that didn't.
Yeah, didn't. And I'm not just going to put somebody in a position to have
right.
A
I remember.
It was a little bit.
Yeah, I've been dead for 11 years. Yeah. I still agree with that. Okay, so that extra money I can move over at the end of the year to buy extra fire hose or buy two tires on a truck or something like that. You know, as it goes. So it's a bobbing and weaving. It's not just black and white. There's a guy that can tell you right there. You know, running. How big was your budget?
850,000.
Okay. It's
back then.
Yeah. It's not just, okay, this is all you have to spend. So bop, bop, bop. That's it. No more.
Yeah.
You move things around and you can't learn that inside of a year either. You really can't, you know, that's where the department's got it right now for a year. I actually had it bumped up to 2 years in the past, but the past chief didn't want that. He wanted it only to be for a year. So I can get out. Anywho. So to Bob's point, I think, you know, we've talked about that in this meeting a few times. And I've talked to Jim Rupert about it, due to have another conversation, I'm sure, with him and the selectman, especially the first selectman, Rodney. In fact, I saw him briefly this morning. But I think it's time to start thinking about this because it's getting kind of short during the day. You know, when Mike's been out, Pete's out right now. Myself, I'm not running fast. And luckily, when we did a CPR in the middle of the afternoon, 2 o'clock today, I had 6 people, you know, show up. I was happy as could be. All right. Each one of those had a job when I came in. Do this, 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 and the lady's heart's beating now.
That's what you want.
Huh?
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Moving furniture and steps.
But,
and all that.
But I think realistically put in for, you know, a chief, ballpark prices, a chief and 2 pay people. Jim is of thought of maybe going 3. So, somebody gets sick, we can move him around, rotate, et cetera.
He's also the guy that said he needs a study, too.
Yeah.
Mike Aramita put that down on paper, and I think it's pretty self-explanatory what he said.
Yep.
Why are we spending another $30,000 to appease someone else so that they see it, and now magically this company over here? Let's face it, Mike Aramita's got a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
That's being done politically.
Oh, you mean the long-term study?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. When Mike came out with this, I don't know if you saw the meeting. I watched the meeting and basically he put it down. And of course, in the end, you know this because we've talked about this, no matter what it is. Well, we got to do a study.
Let's study.
We got to do a study. Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's
by the way, they are. Above. I saw one of my coworkers that works for that company that I told you John Oates works for too.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing a study of TN. I don't know if you're aware of that. Because I asked him about Bolton and, you know, a town this small is that December
18th, I got a meeting.
He said it does. He goes, but we're already doing it, Chris. You probably just don't know. We're doing a study with TN. So anyway, moving on. We're not here for that.
But yep.
I figured I'd let you know that's what he had told me about.
Yep.
Okay, he's personally working on it.
That's interesting. You're saying Jim Roper is he's admitting not just the chief, but the bigger budget buster is going to be per how we staff. Mm-hmm. We go pay.
That's Mike was mainly talking about.
Yeah, that's the big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And talk about
Your number. That's a large now number. Now begins
probably with a 4 instead of your number's going to begin with a 4.
The beginning number.
Right?
Combined.
Mine's probably going to begin with a 4, close to.
Ending with a 4?
No, beginning with a 4.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
I think so. If I recall, doing it by memory, I think Mike's number was somewhere around 150 for two, but that's everything.
150 and chief, you put $2,000 in or 200.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. 200 plus 257. That's 450,000.
Say that again.
Well, I'm looking at 257. Or
that's the total budget for the year.
Right.
Bob's saying if you kick in that.
Oh, another 2. Oh, I got
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two on top of that. Yeah. Guess what?
There goes zero base.
Yeah. There it goes.
So, but it's coming.
Any thoughts on it?
I mean, I think it's definitely coming probably sooner than what people think it should come. Every town around us is doing it. I actually think it might work better for us than it might for other towns, though, because we don't have an ambulance. So you get 2 paid people during the day, just during the day, because everyone's home at night. Everyone's home on the weekend for the most part. So say 6 to 6. Or 6 to 5, whatever. They're coming, they're doing your calls, they're maintaining it, all your stuff around town, and they don't have to transport, so they're always in town for the next call. Because you're not going to be out of town like you would if you're paid at another town, you have an ambulance. So it might work better for us than it would for other towns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the tech, go ahead. I was going to say,
No, I completely agree with it. And I think I've said it a couple of times, and people have brought up the whole mutual aid.
I got to call you in a half hour.
You can't rely on mutual aid all the freaking time.
I'll send somebody right there. Come to the front door. Go ahead.
You just can't rely on mutual aid all the time. And eventually those towns are going to get tired of coming to your town all the time.
Well, here, interesting thing happened.
Ways. We've done a lot of other things.
Well, no, and I understand that. But if your main argument coming into this from the town side is saying, oh, well, mutual aid will come in during the day. We don't got to worry about mutual aid. Well, that's great and all, but now you're taking people out of that town to come to our town. Eventually, that town's going to be like, what the hell?
We went to Hebron the other night. Okay. We've gone to mutual aid number of towns many times, one particular town more than ever.
Right.
Okay. We take the ladder truck down there, sits outside. I told them in the wintertime, freezing weather, it's not. So we'll go down to 8th District, Firehouse, Station 6. Now, okay, inside instead of sitting out in the snow. We went to Hebron the other night. My officers and members hopped in the trucks and off they went. And because I wasn't going anywhere, I lay in bed, and this lady could tell you, I got all my portable radios right next to the bed. The cell phone's all charged up right there. Laptop's pretty darn close. So I sit there and I listen. I hear everything going on, right? And I go, what about 5,000 people in the town of Bolton? Where's my officers? So I picked this thing up and I dialed up to the end. And I said to the young lady up there, good evening. You're having fun, aren't you? She says, chief, it's crazy. I'm doing it. You're doing good. Keep doing what you're doing. Cover my station when you get a minute. She says, I'll take care of you. A couple minutes later, she called me back. She says, I got Manchester coming to your station. Thank you very much. Put the phone down, lean back against the pillows, and I'm listening. Engine 4 comes out of Manchester. I says, oh, they don't have the code to the door. So I called fire alarm, Manchester fire alarm. Young lady answers the phone. I says, car 34 in Bolton. Hi, chief. Here's the door code. Have them call it in. Well, they put it on a CAD, and it went right to the truck. Beautiful. So they came down. Hour and a half later, engine 4 to car 34 on the radio. Over 44. I go, interesting. Don't pick up the radio, Dixon. Shut up. Just listen. My phone rings. It's TN. Elizabeth. She goes,
Manchester wants to know if they can leave, go back to their quarters. I go, I got a tanker, just got recommitted to the scene, and I got guys in doing overhaul in the house with ET-334. No, they stay until we get back in quarters.
Right.
We can't go down to headquarters in Manchester. You know, it's time to go home because I'm tired. I'd rather sleep in my bed than sit down in a firehouse. You know, you committed to come mutual aid. So there's the paid guys wanting to leave here. Call's not even over. It's amazing. So as to your point, mutual aid is going to get tired of that. There's the first leg of it. And those guys are getting paid to be here.
Right.
So interesting. Interesting. But I think that's a good starting point, put in this budget. So we start talking about it in December, January, February.
I'm also going to need job descriptions for these people, because that's the first thing. Well, what are they going to do all day? Oh, they're not just going to sit there watching soap operas.
No.
You know?
No.
We have to come up with a list of jobs.
All the engineers, the truck engineers right now, all that kind of equipment, you know, doing the truck checks.
Yep. Mike had it just talked about how they'll start by cleaning firehouse. Well, check your truck. Of course, that's most important, a safety check.
Yep.
But cleaning the firehouse, so on and so forth.
Well, I even brought that up in past subjects, too, whereby the parks department's down here now. And they come in every Wednesday, and Natalie goes through and cleans the whole place out.
Oh, okay.
And the parks department does different things. And I said, guess what? If you get somebody down here, a couple guys, 5 days a week, we'll take over some of that cleaning. You know, free them up to do something else, you know? Work with a system. Communicate. So.
You ain't got to worry about that with union contract.
Yeah.
That's where
I didn't want to hear
our guys are
going in here.
I know, but I would say, when they start saying, oh, they're going to clean. Well, no, I want my hours. And
yeah.
It's going to could create a can of worms. But
let's cross that bridge when it comes. I'm not worried about that.
You see that 100% fire department, or do you see like the town kind of stepping in and saying, well, we want a couple hours for them to do something with the town? Or is that even?
You know, a good friend of mine is chief of another department around here. He's the highest paid chief volunteer fire department in the state. And the mayor came back to him and says, you know what? We just decided to pay you as a chief now, making all this money. I think you can do some more other things. He couldn't say no.
Yeah.
He had to say yes, you know, for what he's being paid.
So they added.
It's crazy.
Okay.
So he's also pulling his hair out now, too. So.
Yeah.
So if you as a board agree with that, you know, I'm going to put that in and go forward. I'll leave everything else pretty much where it is, you know, to appease the letter request to stay, you know, zero budget if possible. The proficiency fund's another factor. You know, you're talking about retention and recruitment. You know, if I were to give this lady another $500 a year, would she show up more? I don't know. That's a personal question she'd have to answer. You know? I don't know. The mindset is different than when he got in and you got in, he got in and you got in. Okay. You didn't come yet. But it's different how people work, you know, now. Luckily, I've got a deputy chief, Matt Pereira, is just doing a superb job. But he's got a baby coming in around another month and a half, and a little munchkin running around the house right now, and things are going to change in his house. But he's got the same mindset of, he's calling me two or three times a day now. You know, hey, we got to do this. How about that? We got to look at that. Did you look at this? He's doing an excellent job, but I don't want to burn him out either. You know, same with all the officers, you know, some of the different jobs. I'll hold back. So I'm picking up a few different things, but I don't want to burn somebody else out. You know, short enough as it is. Captain James DeMauro, he sent me a resignation letter, you know, this past month. Out of captain, he just got he finished his degree at Goodwin University. He's an RN or one of those suffixes there, and he got a job at I said, oh well, thank you. He got a job at before he even graduated the ICU cardiac wing up at St. Francis. Oh. And his internship, indoctrination classes, whatever, goes right from when he started back a month ago right through February. Plus, he's still working paramedic down in New Haven. So he says, I have no time even to sleep. I'm stuck. And he carried a big weight for us around here, a lot of paperwork-wise, you know, plus training on the medical side. So
you don't replace that.
No.
I mean, no. We might look at it. Was that the Sunday paper, the big front page current article about volunteers and not getting enough?
I didn't see that. I heard about it, though.
Yeah, to me, it just it didn't address the issue.
Okay.
But it just said, hey, it's hard getting volunteers. And Avon was in there. Thurs was in there.
Yep.
There's another town. You know, it's nothing new. South Windsor was in there. Just saying, it's hard getting people. Same old thing. But they, whatever. And it was front page of the current, just how hard it is to get.
Since I've been chief, the number has stayed around 40, plus or minus 10% for a number of members in the department. Now, when you were back on board, you know, it was up to 50 or 60, you know, more people volunteering, getting involved in community spirit, whatever. So for 11 years, I'm pretty happy with a 40 plus or minus and up and down. And the way we're losing people is they're going to the pay jobs.
Yeah.
So I lost Pratt & Whitney.
Nick.
West Hartford or Manchester went to Mohegan, but then Manchester. West Hartford is 1, 2, 3, so that's 5. Who else? I'm blanking real quick trying to think, but you St. know, Francis. 5+, yeah, okay. So 5+, 6, 7 people, you know, of dedicated people that were showing up for calls are gone. So you replace them by a couple of guys and gals we just got in here, and it's like, they're great people. And their hearts are in it, but that's about it.
I don't think people spend the time they used to.
It's not the same as this lady coming in and dropping clothes and jumping.
People working two jobs and three jobs and stuff like that. So you don't have the time. You know, when I first started, you had one job and yeah, I worked a lot of hours at that job, but
still made time to come down here. Well, anyway, so back to the proficiency fund, I think I may even kick that up a little bit more too.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because, you know, 2-3%.
Yeah, 3% every year for the last 11 years.
We're not really getting that much. Mm-hmm. With the price of inflation and price of gasoline going up,
yeah,
you know, basically call it a fuel surcharge and stuff like that, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's like, I was going to suggest that. Maybe we'll see if we can kick it up another percent or two just to.
And then I look at, I thought about this and debated back and forth too. So the proficiency fund we do once a year. And every annual banquet, we hand out the checks. What if I kicked it up twice a year? We did it in December and May. So there's some mathematical formulas going to go back and forth on that one. Because if you say round figure, $20,000, do you take $10,000 for the first half of the year and $10,000 for the second half of the year? Or do you look at a percentage of people? And I think realistically, if you look, the year, take the whole year and find out where Bob Langton and Liz Malone come up, they could be coming up at number 15 and 17 out of 40. Okay. And I'm not too far in those numbers. If you do it half year, because he just retired, is his numbers going to be bigger in the second half of the year? So is he going to be hurt by me using 10,000 in the first part and 10 in the second?
10,000.
Yeah. No, it's not 10,000 for Bob Langton in one call. No,
no, but I've always it's an issue, and I think I've always worried about the officers as far as because they seem to it's the 80-20 rule. You know, the officers are doing a lot of the work, and that's where been one of my concerns. But yeah, that's another big issue too as far as proficiency and. You can't argue 3% doesn't get to.
Didn't get anywhere.
It's just not. You're still falling behind on those.
Yeah, it's not much when you start lost big numbers.
With the inflation, we've all lost.
Yeah. Well, let me discuss that with Jim before I come back.
Well, I think it needs to go up. I'm just being realistic. So I know people do it because they love it. They want to be part of their community. I understand that.
Yep.
But I just took it, if everyone got an equal share for 40 people, that's $500. Does $500 get you out of bed in the middle of the night when you got to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and run off to the ambulance? I don't know. Once again, the question has to be answered by the individual. But it's not really pushing you hard to do it. I'm not saying 500 is chump change. It's not. But add the fuel in your vehicle, the amount of hours they spend here, maintaining the trucks.
Yep.
It goes on and on and on. I don't have to explain everything. I know everyone's heard this
as before. As an engineer, she's here once a month for, on the average, 2.5 hours.
Right.
Right.
I mean, this may sound silly, but I'd love to see you put in the $20,000 for the first half of the year and $20,000 for the second half of the year.
So double the figure. Double a figure from where it is now.
Yeah. They'd have a heart attack, but it'd be, I mean, yeah. It never hurts to ask.
Right.
Okay, we'll give you $5,000 more. And if you get $5,000 more next year, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It won't take that long.
It's got to be, you know, it's not just putting the numbers down and throwing them against the wall and say, hey, this is it, or else I'm going to walk. You got to work politically too.
No. I get that.
Jim works very, very well with us.
He really does. I get that.
With a new board, I got to have a sit down with Rodney. And just like a chief, new chief steps into my position. In the first year, he's not going to know everything. Okay. Rodney going as first selectman, that's a big jump from what he's been doing. Okay. And you're not going to learn it all. And so he's got the probably great ideas of what he would like to see, but then there's a little reality check coming in here too.
Does he want to meet with all the boards and stuff?
Haven't heard that yet.
Okay.
Haven't heard that yet. But he's getting his feet wet real quick already. But let me have a sit down with these guys, both of these gentlemen, before we turn the budgets in the end of December. It's going to be tough. We've got a lot of things going on in the next couple of weeks. But at least some kind of conversation. So when it comes time to sit down with a board of selectmen, and John historically came. You came once or twice for us. Bobby's come every year. Then we got a collective more conversation with some pre-meetings first.
Well, right. Yeah, like they always say with all the other budgets, the payroll doesn't count for their budget because it's union and driven. This and that. Yeah. And so, yeah, it's going to affect our budget, but I mean, you've got to be realistic.
Where's your going? Structure. 5 Linwood Drive, outside and driveway, BLS. 81-year-old male fall.
Who's pushed?
All right, little one of them. All right. 5 Linwood. 81-year-old male. 200. Metal proficiency.
They might find that 200 is really not enough.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I think the proficiency got to really, right now that proficiency is once a year you get paid at the annual dinner. We got to relook at that whole thing.
See, they were,
but like I said, it's got to be stuff, maybe month.
And it'll be nice to, more. It'd be nice to get them at Christmas time. You know, here's your, you're active, so you're going to get a little more than someone. You know, that's the thing. You say it's $500 a piece. Well, there's a lot of people who are getting $100 check, and then you're getting some, we're getting $2,300, $2,400, you know, so.
Yep.
But the whole call thing is what? To kind of prompt you to get up, go do it, because I know I'm going to get a little something more.
Yeah.
Money driven again. Of course it is. I mean, that's just,
people
are money always the bottom dollar.
See, Vernon just went with a program whereby, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I'll just generalize it. Depends on your certification on a quarterly basis. You get X number of dollars if you're fire one. You get X number of dollars if you're fire two, EMT. Yeah. I had the same thing in Thailand 20 years ago. And so you can walk away with $300 to $500, you know, if you have all your certs per quarter to add up. So to your point, 500 for a year, if you did 350, it's $400, round figure, it'd be $1,200. Plus a call basis, plus points per call.
Plus points five during the day, daytime hours, eight at night. But it starts with your certification level because there weren't people.
Because if you get people, you get
the town council just approved that. It would just the chief just took it off.
You get people to do the certification. You pass firefighter one, you pass firefighter two. You're not going to walk away as easy. You just went through all that work, you know. So it's like you've got to instead of do something. Back when we were there, it's like, you know, you didn't have that many people with firefighter one or firefighter two. So it didn't matter that much. You know, you walk away, you didn't lose anything. You didn't lose half a year of your life doing something. So,
So, and that proficiency, that could be targeted like that, you know, kind of a program.
I can copy that if you want.
Yeah, I'd like that.
See exactly how it's spelled out.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. But Chief Lytle called me tonight. I'd call him and get that from him too.
But that has to guess be approved. Who? Does that have to be approved by a body? Nope. Bylaws? The proficiency fund to get do it that way instead?
Say again?
The proficiency, would that have to be approved by the body? Probably
no.
Because...
No.
Well, I thought that was in there, but it was per call basis and all that stuff. Or was that many, many moons ago and that was forgotten about?
Many moons ago.
Yeah, I've just talked to you about that. I'm not sure. But no, let me have a conversation. I'll be back to you in December. We got a meeting in December?
Mm-hmm.
What date's that?
It's usually early.
Around the 12th, I believe.
Your secretary's right on top of the stuff. Beautiful. The 12th? That's in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, the 12th?
I don't have any energy.
Yeah, because Christmas time and a bunch somewhere, of stuff that I put down.
It's around the 12th? The second Monday in December. Oh, wait, okay. Here I have a calendar. Or my calendar starts on the 24th. Sorry.
All right. So let me see. Jim's away for another week. Let me see if I have a conversation before our next meeting. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah. So that's what I got. Thank you very much for your input.
Marshall.
As you already heard, Jim's not around today. Last month, we didn't have a meeting, right? So if you looked at the report for last month, you noticed I was hitting a lot of business inbound. Going back 3 years, remember at one point, I got all the businesses in town. It's been almost 3 years now, so I'm starting to do the cycle again. You know, 3 years. So that was the last. It's in the minutes. Within the minutes from last month, but that process has started. However, I got to stop that now, and it's apartment time. So anyway, yeah, it's part of my presentation. But I got two apartment complexes. As you know, each individual apartment dweller has to sign a document. Before I can even go in there, this document has to be signed, and I keep copies at town hall. It's the legal mumbo jumbo of inspecting personal spaces, if you will. So I got that out to a couple of apartment complexes. So I'll be starting with easy ones. Some of the easy ones first. Natural Extension will be my first one. I think that's in a week or two, and then Sunset. So unfortunately, like with Sunset, it's a bigger. 27 units, something like that.
27,
close. Yeah. So I end up missing five or six. I have to keep going back and forth, and we get them all. I think I missed one that I never got last year because they were just on a country or something. So hopefully by the end of January, I'll start to get into more of the apartments, get them knocked out, and save the best for last because I'll be there for at least a whole month wasting my time. So, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so this in my report here, had a very successful fire prevention presentation at the Bolt Center School. A little short of people, but it worked out. Pete was there, had the trucks there, and that worked out. No, Liz was sick. She was sick. But even still, it worked out pretty good. You know, we got the kids outside. My wife came up with the pooch so they could see the pooch, and they took pictures with the pooch and everybody else. So it kids are pretty happy. They all got
Dalmatian.
They all got the helmets. They all got the the stuff, which I'm going to bring her to the Christmas party because she does participate in Boone Fire Department functions and should have the ability to munch on a couple of snacks like she did last year. It's only fair. All she wants is a little chow once in a while. So anyway, so that was pretty successful. And then we went to the Montessori school. The only help I had there was Liz. I brought the engine over there. So Liz kind of like, we did a little quick indoor presentation, then we went outside. But those kids are like a 20-second attention span. And they all had to ask questions, but then you call on them and they wouldn't say anything. So just weird stuff that real little kids. So we end up putting
her 3 and 4 years old.
Yeah, they were. You ask a question, they all raise their hands and you point at them and they sit there. But anyway, so Liz was good. We put the helmets on them, then took them out and looked at the fire truck. They're happy with that. So we'll probably end up doing that again next year. So it is good. Plus, we dropped off other literature, the theme of the year, kitchen fires.
Hopefully, senior center.
The senior center has a stuff, but flood the parents with literature. Some will get through. Did a fire drill at Bolton Center School and been spending quite a bit of time updating the ESO inspections because I'm still doing it on the desktop. So I go out, I do the inspection. I go back and then try to get caught up and just do individual inspection reports for the units that I did. I've got the laptop, but I'm still working with my boss. So we're working on that. So hopefully in the near future, I can end up using a laptop. But they're getting in there. All the literature is getting into ESO.
This is that ESO program that we purchased a couple of years ago, and all the infers reports go into, and all the fire marshal inspections and reports, et cetera, are in there also. So it's real nice to print that out. Big difference what we had.
Yeah, so they're all getting in there. Went to a Capital Region Fire Marshal's meeting in Plainville. Did 4 more Knox, senior Knox box installations over the past couple of weeks. And those senior Knox boxes that were installed were purchased with the goodwill of the Bolton Fire Department to the senior center to buy 8 boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So those 4 have gone out right away. And I must say that actually a little depressing sometimes, but every single of the 4, so there's already 13 out there, 4 more have been added. And every single one of the folks that I went to definitely are in need of a Knox box, either terminal cancer, living alone with medical issues, et cetera, et cetera. So I still think it's a very successful program.
He's kicking in our doors like we used to.
It's funny because a lot of the seniors, they're more concerned about, medical issues and somebody getting in than they are about smoke detectors. A lot of them, because I always ask them, always ask to check what they'd like, and a lot of them just don't, it's not really important to them, whatever. So we've been working on that, with the senior center, with presentations at the senior center. Just part of activities, I just found out today, 180 West Street is a 180, the old restaurant, the old breakfast place at 180. So we're Thursday.
That Knox Shawak should be in.
Yeah, he already called me and it's already mounted. So Thursday, Rich, the building official, and I are going to do a CO inspection.
Yep.
I'm going to pick up the key before I go.
I don't.
As in the past, for businesses, when there's new Knox box, I take a picture for the guys and then I get the information back out to the fire department. Chuck puts it in the ES. I'm responding back to 911, whatever.
Or pre-plan when we get toned out like we just did.
So Thursday, that'll be
you can see the Knox box at that location with the contacts, et cetera. And
so Thursday, it'll be another business ad. It was more of a store. I don't know if you heard about what it is. It's more of a storage facility and packing facility for some of the churches that put packages together for people. So I don't know how much stuff they're going to put in there. These are some of the things we got to find out.
Great group of people, though.
Yeah.
Great group of people.
So that's on Thursday. Then inspections since the last meeting, tank removal situation, the shelf station, and then I went back. And what I did was I take pictures, I do my own personal report with pictures. And that personal report gets put in inspections on a town server, but I also upload it to ESO. You know, so if something happens down the road, there's actually pictures of the tanks that came out. Mm-hmm. They're all perfectly dry. They still have to get the DEEP testing for the soil.
Ground, yeah.
Then I took pictures of, went back the next couple of, I don't know, 2-3 days later, 4 days later, when they put the tanks in and took pictures of that. So it's ongoing. They should be, they might start buttoning it up and towards the end of this week, and I'll let you, you know, they'll be back in service. The store's still open. Did a burn permit inspection, one illegal burn investigation, and I'm starting to bother Dollar General, which would be every other week. I'm stopping a Dollar General and bother them based on what happened last year. But what I found out is the Connecticut Fire Marshals, the fire chiefs, and all kinds of organizations in the state made a huge stink with Dollar General in because of this nonsense that they just they're understaffed, like down here, just two people during the day, sometimes one. They're understaffed, and they just keep bringing more junk, more stuff, more static displays they can stick in aisles. And it's the amount of things they're getting in now, she told me, it's nowhere near as much as it was the past years because, of, you know, so hopefully they Dollar General smartened up. This will all end when a new Super Dollar General opens up in downtown Rockville. 11,000 square feet.
Super.
A Super Dollar General. And it's going to be constructed to meet the ambiance of the neighborhood that it's sitting in. It'll be pretty, too.
That mirror's amazing, guy.
Okay. Wonderful. So,
Super Dollar. Where's Dollar
going? Right across from St. Bernard's Church.
Well, the old...
two banks. There used to be two banks there.
And drugstores.
Yeah, the drugstore, and there was a couple of banks at one time. Bank of America was there. Well, they knocked them. They'd have been, when Dollar General decides to build, they don't play. I drove by there a day or so yesterday. It's completely leveled. They right there.
Yeah, like within a day. It was like, ooh.
Yeah. I bet you'll start putting footings in like next week. They're unbelievable. This is going to be 11,000 square feet. So, well, I guess the neighborhood folks can walk to it anyway. Mm-hmm. They're shopping. So, and that's about it. The only other thing is just fire marshal's position's been advertised in town, and I have no idea where that's going. So,
yeah,
or anything about it. So,
okay,
what's up with that? What do you mean, sir?
Technically, Jim can't hold the position because he's a town administrator. Same thing as a building official. That's why they hired Rich. We also lost a building official. We lost Randy to Coventry. So technically, so Jim's got to maneuver things around. So I don't, it's been advertised. I don't know. I just don't know.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. We got the old business.
Old business. I just want to bring up that, it's been 2 years since November 26th at 12:02. We had the dryer fire on Tumblebrook. And, that's when we were visited by OSHA. And we went through a lot of gyrations. We made a lot of changes, modified a few of things to come in compliance a little bit better. And at that point, we tasked a group of individuals to go through our SOGs. The nice part is the SOGs that OSHA was looking for, we got them. They're right up to speed. And so they suggested we do some other things and modify some things. So, Chuck Rexroad, Pete Mora, Mike Aramita, the lady to my right, spent most of the time twice a week for a year and a half to redo all the SOGs. We've gone to a number of other departments, gleaned information from a group of them, put them all together. I think the last meeting probably finished up about two or three, maybe 3 weeks ago. And Pam Parsons, did I miss anybody in that? No, no. Pam Parsons, we brought her in. She's secretary for us on the weekends, doing an excellent job on the infers and more than that. She does a lot of stuff for me in there. But she turned around and took Chuck's Rexroad's place as far as compiling all the paperwork. And here's a little over 2 inches of binder of SOGs for what happens in the fire department, how you're supposed to do different things. And they go, you know, all over from administration, organizational statements, administration,
including development revision of the SOGs, SOG adapt, identification, sexual harassment, workplace threats, violent alcohol, attendance records, et cetera, et cetera. Blue light permits, duty officers, a lot. To as general administration, then EMS has got its own category on all medical stuff to go dovetail with the state's Department of Health, you know, rules and regulations. And then we got fire department operations. Oh, thanks. Fire department operations, command post, unity of the command, handling emergencies, protective clothing, how to take care of protective clothing, cleaning protective clothing, exposure plan, SCBA, cleaning post-trip inspections on trucks, dry hydrant maintenance. This goes on and on and on. And then further down, we get into hazardous materials, personnel, kind of classifications of the officers and the working comp, and radio dispatch and communication. There's a lot of stuff in here.
Yeah, that clearly deserves a higher proficiency fund budget. That alone. And I'm being dead serious.
That's
about putting a lot of time on somebody.
Yeah, not too many people could have done that.
Well, not only done it, but
yes,
comply with
it. My hat to the best I had to lead it out. That did that.
But to comply with it.
But to comply with it.
You know, exactly what you're talking
about. I just think we get those two new positions, you can open those up again and start all
again. No, I won't have to change too much.
Are those in electronic format for everybody?
It's going to be put in electronic format. It's got one more formatting to do. One of our guys is going to be working on it. But right now I've got hard copies. Everybody won't get a hard copy. What I'd like to do is turn around and get a hold of James tomorrow. And he's done in the past, put some documentation on some training website that everybody has a password to get into. And with that, then Bob Langton can go into the computer, bring up this website, and SOGs, when he logs into it, it will be a record that he logged into it. We can see who's doing what. Look at this stuff. There'll be a copy in the chief's office. There'll be a copy in EOC right here. And that office is open 24/7 now. So
that makes me think of something. Is all your training done by an individual or a group of individuals, mm-hmm. or is some of it done online where I don't remember the company that handles it, but
yes to all those.
Pesky varmints still alive?
Yes to all those.
Oh, questions. Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, it's multiple, multi.
Just before I retired, that's what we went to. So it was your responsibility to find time. It could be anything. Yeah. You know, it could be.
And that hasn't worked out the best. The online stuff. Truthfully, it hasn't worked out, but. Huh?
EMT.
Yeah, EMT's got a lot of online stuff.
Kind of like hazmat too. Stuff and things like that. We did. It was up to you, and you had a date to finish it by. Where these guys, I can't make that Monday meeting when they're doing the hazmat.
And
they go home, and
that goes back to the proficiency. How much do you ask the lady to do, and how much does she really want to do?
Right.
Being a volunteer.
I agree.
So who is it? It's not Vector. You guys use it over Vernon. Mm-hmm. Is it Vector? Victor or something?
Yeah, it changed.
You know, I know another department not too far from him that had it. They had it for a couple of years. It didn't work out. The dispatch center, we work it out. But you know what? You know why it works in a dispatch center or an East Hartford Fire Department? These guys are getting paid to sit there and do it.
That's true.
Versus this guy who's home. Oh, Claire, I'm going to be home tonight, but I got to do a bloodborne pathogen. Well, come on downstairs. I'm having dinner now.
No,
that's the danger. You dump it on somebody and go do it on your free time. Yeah, right. See how that works.
Hmm. No. I mean, avoiding it's something that's required is what I'm getting at.
Yes.
I don't mean necessarily, fun to do training, which there's not a lot of that, but there is some.
I turned Matt the other day and I said to him, Matt and who else was it? Oh, Chuck, for the medical stuff. And I said, we've got this online for bloodborne and, help me out, the harassment one.
Mm-hmm.
And the child. What's the one for children?
Like
mandated reporting.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are all online. I says, guess what? Stop. Pick a date in January, February. Get everybody here. Mm-hmm. 4 hours. They knock it all out. End of discussion. Put it together. Because they're not going to do it online.
Yeah. Well, tonight, was it tonight like a mandatory meeting for the guests?
Yes. Yeah.
Like tonight,
yep.
We missed. That was a mandatory meeting when the natural gas guy was in.
to discuss.
Liquid natural gas.
They just to throw something out there, Victor Solutions. So Vernon puts the bloodborne, airborne, sexual harassment training, confined space awareness.
Mm-hmm.
All these things have to get done once a year. What you are doing by doing the electronic model is training nights, you know, more hands-on. You know, that's one of the nice things about the computer. Mm-hmm. However, the flip side is a lot of people do it. But what they do is over there is if there's a few people that just don't do it for whatever reasons, after a period of time, and they're warned numerous times, they take their gear away.
Yeah,
they just completely take all their gear away.
And as a chief of department, it also
affects the payment thing. You know, so
as a chief of department, here's a perfect example right here. This lady right here, okay, she shows up. She's got the fire commission. She does the SOGs, extensive work on that. When you get fire prevention, she comes up. Anytime there's an open house, she comes up. Is she here for calls that often? No. Would she like to be? But she's got some other jobs on the outside, you know, between working at Ando or Vernon and other things, playing with her ponies and all. It's a lot to ask, you know, to come in. So, I'm going to take your gear away. But then that Saturday morning when we got that extrication and everybody's off with their kids doing something, who shows up? She shows up. So do you say, jeepers, you didn't do bloodborne pathogen, so I can't have you on the scene taking Mrs. McKillicuddy's head out of side of a steering wheel, you know, when she's trapped in a car. I need her for her skills, you know, even though she's not here every week with us. So it's really, you know, it's a catch 22. You had five stations. You had at one point, what, 150 people? It's not over there anymore.
No.
God bless them when they show up.
Well, and that's the problem. They're taking care of it. And believe it or not, legitimately, there's two or three individuals have no clue how to use a computer.
Hmm?
Swear to God, they, you know, and nobody's really taking the time because now you're going to have an instructor to teach them to use a computer.
Yeah.
And they're deathly afraid of it. This generational thing.
Yeah.
It's.
So anyway, we came a long ways. We got it all in place. This will be in the EOC there within the next couple of days when I three hole punches put together the right here, the boxes on. So I made them up today at the town hall. So that's a little business for you.
Any other business? How about new business?
I'm going to make a motion to accept the dates for next year. Done the last page.
That's what you want.
Yeah, make a motion first, though, to add it to the agenda for your new business because it wasn't on the agenda.
I'm going to make a motion to add it to the agenda first.
Mm-hmm. A second. All of the favor?
All right.
Opposed? Wait.
Now we can make a motion to accept the dates for next year. For our fire commission meetings.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Get the date description.
Mm-hmm.
Any other new business?
Just, Christmas party's coming up. I think some of you responded to it.
I saw a lot of times it's tight. I don't see it, but I don't think I did see it.
I see it.
December 9th, 12 o'clock. Here, right?
Yes.
Dr. Her. Speak.
We've got a lot of kid activities and adult activities that we're planning. So it's not just going to be one or the other.
Yeah,
it's going to be inclusive for everybody. And we should have some good food. And
it's going to be catered by Little Louisa.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Mr. and Mrs. Claus going to be here?
Absolutely.
Yes. Samantha is coming.
And the next meeting is December 11th, not the 12th, which is a Monday.
And the 10th is a Sunday we're going to fly.
Yeah, so it's the second Monday in December. There's a budget.
Saturday. So you said the 9th?
The 9th, at noon.
Yep. And tell her if we're going, because we're going to do a head count.
Oh, noon, I think.
No, right now.
Oh.
What's your adjourn?
8:10.
Thank you. What's your adjourn?
Okay. We knew we were getting out of here before 8 o'clock. Seeing the chief hasn't been around for a month.